Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I know it has been a really long time since I have added any sort of content, and primarily that's because we've been busy bees over here at tulipsfreedom.com/tfstylehomes/tfstyle/gfody. We've just been doing a lot of things and have been keeping busy. On top of that, not really knowing if doing a podcast was something that I was going to be totally committed to. I'm still actually not sure if I'm committed to the whole podcast thing. But in any case, today I thought I'd get on and just talk to you guys for a little bit. I had some thoughts that I wanted to share really about myself, and I don't really talk about myself that much, and you guys might be surprised about that, especially if you're following us, or really me, over on any of our other social media channels, on Instagram or on Facebook. I tend to talk or give my opinion about situations relatively regularly, but I never really dive deep into my thoughts, and I don't think I'm going to dive that deep into this podcast with my thoughts either. However, I am going to share with you guys just a little bit of what I am thinking and how I'm feeling. So anyway, if you are not currently subscribed to our YouTube channel, I implore you to go ahead and do that. Definitely go ahead on over to Tulips Freedom over on YouTube and subscribe. You can get a glimpse inside of our lives over there because I do vlog as well as share a lot of my work projects over there. So definitely go ahead and do that. Also, if you're not following us on Instagram at our business page, check us out on _TFStyleHomes over there. And you can send us a request on our personal page at Tulips_Freedom. So usually we accept all people on our personal page if they are not private. If you're private, we tend to not accept you because we kind of want to know who's following us because we've got some weird people out there. But anyway, let me talk about what I'm really here for. So over the course of the last 6 months or so, I am going to admit that I have traveled into a deep, dark place in the YouTube streets, and it has me wondering about not only myself but just humanity as a whole, and how desensitized, how crazy, how reckless, how just really shallow people are. And I mean, maybe we've always been this shallow, but social media amplifies it and makes it more aware, makes everybody more aware. It's come to the forefront of just reality. You know, before social media, I think a lot of these ways that people were, they could be more hidden. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. A lot of people be like, you know, I'd want to know who my enemies are. I want to know who they are because then I know how to respond. And with social media, when people share their views and their thoughts and how they feel about anything, people have the option of knowing how to respond to that. And I agree with that to a certain extent. But then I'm also like, man, some things I just really don't need to know about some people because maybe I like living in this world of not knowing, because that way I won't have to react towards it. So maybe that's just my own insecurities. But anyway, I digress. Over the last 6 months on YouTube, I ventured over into the black sector, some of the conscious sector, but primarily the blogger sector. And there has been this beef amongst so many different bloggers. I mean, if you watch YouTube, even if you don't watch YouTube, I'm sure you're aware of bloggers like Tasha K and Lovely T and Chronicle Speaks and Neek at Night and Daytime Tea Time and the Trey King Show. You know, these are the bloggers that I actually like and I enjoy watching. I also like watching people like Black YouTube Unlocked and Olivia the Oracle. And most recently, my guilty pleasure has been this young lady that goes by the name of Seven Stars. This girl is hilarious to me. And even though she is a firecracker and she pops off at the mouth quite vile, in such a vile way. She reminds me of myself and all the things that I honestly wish I could say publicly, but because I am trying to keep a certain sort of reputation about myself, because I do run a public business, there's certain things that I just really cannot say out loud. And then also, there are some things that I'd be ashamed to actually say out loud, being a 40-year-old woman. So I just refrain and I keep it to myself. But I indulge in this young lady because, you know, I agree with a lot of the things that she says. When it comes down to people and reading them and their personalities and their characters, she hits the nail right on the head. And for her to be so young, it makes me smile, because she's no holds barred, and she's not, she doesn't seem to be a full of shit like a lot of these other bloggers are. Now, I'm not going to name any names about this particular blogger that I'll be talking about next, but if you guys follow anything on YouTube, you've probably... or if you follow this sector on YouTube, then you probably are aware of I'm not going to call her a young lady, because she and I are pretty much the same age. She's just a tad bit older than I am. And she plays the eternal victim, that everybody is picking on her for some reason. And recently it has come out that her wife, it is a lesbian woman, and her wife, but her wife typically isn't on her channel at all. She's usually in the background. We know of her. We don't really hear from her, and I don't really listen to her channel. Let me stop this and let me just backtrack. I do not watch this lady. I used to be friends with her and follow her on Facebook. I have met her one time in person. And she displayed some really uncouth behavior on Facebook. She became really annoying, self-centered, egotistical, manipulative. And about 2 years ago, I unfollowed her on Facebook and I never looked back. However, like I said, on YouTube, I ventured off into this deep, dark place on Black YouTube and into this blogger sector, and ended up crossing paths with this channel again. And I watched two videos of hers. One where she did an open letter against another blogger, which I thought lacked luster and I thought was full of shit. And then there was this other one where they were promoting this other channel, this personal channel of theirs. So those are the only two videos I ever watched. However, I did indulge in the plethora of other videos from other content creators talking about the nonsense that she spews on her channel and how she's always playing the victim. And I listened and I crackled and joked and laughed and all that kind of stuff. And unashamed. I'm going to say unashamed at this point. But I laughed because, you know, a lot of that stuff is the reason why I unfollowed her on Facebook. And, you know, it was just validation for me that I did the right thing. And it wasn't just me who was seeing these signs of someone who really had, for lack of a better phrase, personality disorders and probably self-esteem issues. And I'm willing to bet she has some self-esteem issues. And because I just don't see people that don't have self-esteem issues, high self-esteem issues at that, act and respond in the way that she has. So I'm saying all of that to say is that during this beef between the one person that I've unfollowed and these other bloggers, I've noticed how catty and callous people have become, to where they have every intention of destroying someone's livelihood, their relationships, all because they disagree with something that someone says. And it has really taken a toll on me, because I found myself being angry at people and humanity in general. Because I'm the type of person, if I don't really care for you, if I don't like you, if I don't agree with the things that you say, on occasion, I might debate you. And that's a rare occasion, because, you know, I'm like, hey, that's your opinion. But on a rare occasion, I might offer up my opinion and what I have to say. But if I just really feel like it's not going to go anywhere, or, you know what, if I feel like it's not going to be beneficial for me or them, and it's just going to end up being a back and forth war with no resolution, then I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and say, hey, I'll let someone else try to enlighten this other person, and I'm just going to leave it alone. I really feel that other people don't quite feel that way. And it's resulted in people getting followed and being taken to court. And they don't even live in the same cities and states. These are across the country type beefs and everything. And so why I'm talking to y'all today about it is because I'm feeling a little bit guilty that I have allowed myself to watch these channels that tear each other back apart. Because on my side, I've always been like, well, you know what? If you dish it, you should be able to take it. And I still agree with that. If you dish something, you should be damn well able to take what anybody else puts out there and everything. However, where my guilt lies is that I sat on the sidelines in the bleachers, and I have added to the energy that to keep it perpetuating in the YouTube streets. So whether that's something I should feel guilty about or not is, you know, up for debate, because so many people are in the same shoes that I'm in. They sit back in the bleachers, they sit back behind the screen and they watch, and they go back and forth between channels. Even if you're not on YouTube, this could be on Facebook or Instagram, and, you know, or whether you're watching The Shade Room or any other site out there and you're looking at the lives of celebrities, we're all guilty of it to a degree. And I'm not necessarily faulting anyone else for doing that, but for myself, I don't know how I allowed myself to get entrapped in the nonsense for so long. And now that it's quieting down a little bit in the YouTube streets, or at least I've unfollowed and unsubscribed to a lot of the mess, my life has become a little bit more calm, and I can concentrate more on what I'm supposed to really be doing on a day-to-day basis to not only build my brand, but to build myself. And I'm bringing this to you today, not only to admit my guilt, but to try to shed some light on this particular type of situation for you guys. And encourage you to take a step back. And I know a lot of us will say, I'm in the car driving, you guys, so you're going to shoot something. So if you find yourself saying that it's just for entertainment and every day you're looking on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram for the drama, and if there is no drama, it doesn't incite you, I encourage you to log off for a little while. You know, take a break. And really reassess what's going on with you internally, that when you log on, you're actually looking for the drama and the beef. I am ashamed to say that that's what I've done for the last 6 months. And even though I've been productive, I could be just a little bit more productive had I not had that infecting my energy and my spirit. Because even though I feel like I'm a great person and I treat people very well, I have found myself being a little bit more snide and a little bit more evil, because I feel like the energy that I allowed to permeate me because of these things that were going on YouTube was deflected onto or projected onto other people. So anyway, just my thoughts, and I don't know if you follow me or not, or if I was just sounding like I was rambling, but I just thought I would share that with you guys, because at the end of the day, I'm only sharing my thoughts to get them off my chest, and yeah, that's it. So let me go ahead about my day. I've arrived at my destination. I might pop back on another day. Peace out, guys. Be well and be free.